Hey, are you ready for another episode? Lena here with Morning Minutes, and we are making our way quickly through the book of James. How quickly the days go. Today we are in James chapter 4, verse 10, and I don't know about you, but I've loved the last few lessons. I'm just smiling, excited about what is to come. Today, I hope it will encourage you. Here's the verse. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. I love this verse. In fact, James several times has used this word humble, like humbling yourself. God opposes proud and gives grace to the humble. In order to resist the devil, you've got to submit yourselves and humble yourselves to God. I call today's teaching the secret to glory. Remember, we're learning and applying in the book of James practical Christian living. It has been such a practical teaching from the beginning until now, just lots of teaching, but how to live as a real Christian, an authentic Christian. And here's one more way. Humble yourselves before the Lord and He will exalt you. The secret to glory. Do you want to have a glory-filled life? I mean, I know we want God's glory, but all of us sort of yearn for a sense of, okay, I'm reaping fruit of what I'm sowing, and we're going to see that today. And so here's point number one, 3 points every day. I know you've caught on to this by now. Humbling yourself before God is something only you can do. We cannot, I cannot, the people in your life cannot humble yourself. Only you can do that. Verse 10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord. James is saying, man, you have to decide to resolve to humble yourself before God. It's your decision today. How do you want to live? Do you want to humble yourself before God, or do you want to demand from God? Do you want to humble yourself before God, or do you want to insist that God would do certain things in your life? I have these three amazing nephews. They live 2 miles down the street. I see them all the time. And they go through these phases where they want what they want. And I watch them with their parents. And when they get in this zone of demanding, I mean, their parents don't want to give them what they want. I don't want their parents to give them what they want. And I just think, man, stop talking because you're making this so ugly. And there are seasons where they'll go where they're just like humbly, like, I don't need anything. And then my heart is so generous towards them. I'm like, no, here's a gift card. Here, let's go shopping. Here's just another pair of shoes. And we want to grow up beyond the things of this world, the shopping and gift cards and shoes. But you understand the gist of what I'm telling you. And the only way to live in the space of this verse is to humble yourself before God. You have to humble yourself. No one else can do it for you. Do you want to do this today or not? You've got to see to it if you do. So here's point number two. Humbling yourself before God is intentional and specific. It's easy to kind of think of this idea of humbling ourselves before God, and you'd be like, man, I am humble before God. But are you really? And so I'll tell you how you know, because I believe God will make it easy for you. I believe God uses people to humble us. God uses circumstances to humble us. And I believe God uses failures and disappointments to humble us. How we respond to the difficult people in our life, to the impossible situations in our life, and to our disappointments and failures will reflect whether we really are humble before God. A humble heart comes to God intentionally and says, God, this didn't turn out the way that I thought it should, but I trust you. God, I didn't see this coming. This person, I've been trying to love them, and they're constantly ripping on me. Father, I don't get it. But I'm going to see this as from you. You're trying to do something in my character that is bigger than what I'm seeing right now. That's humility. That is specific and intentional. So look, don't even think of the future. Look at today. Who is in your life right now? Think about the difficult relationships and circumstances in your life right now. God is using, He has these in your life right now for a reason. He wants to use them to humble you. Will you submit to that or not? This has been what this whole section is about submitting our wants and our desires and our future and our lives and our loves to God and saying, God, not my way, but yours. God typically reveals areas in our life that need humility. You don't have to look far. Maybe it's an area of sin, and it's about humility to come to God and say, God, I cannot fight this sin on my own. I am completely addicted to this thing in my life. If you don't change me, I'll never change. And just bringing yourself in humility to Him, God uses these things in our life to bring us to a place of humility. So only you can do it. You must be intentional and specific. And lastly, humbling yourself before God will always bear fruit in due season. Okay, this is awesome. Do we see this concept over and over again? I think it's Peter who says the same thing in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 is a good one. Basically, he says, let me back up. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time He may exalt you. So that in due season He may exalt you. This is what James is saying. Humble yourselves before the Lord and He will exalt you. The unspoken you know, message here is that in due season, if you wait a while, you just serve now. You put yourself not at the first of the line, but at the last of the line. Like Jesus, he came not to serve, not to be served, but to serve. He came and humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross, Philippians chapter 2. He took the form of a servant. I mean, he was a king. He is a king and took the form of a servant in Philippians chapter 2 to model the servant leadership. You humble yourself before God, and in due season, you're going to reap the fruit of it. The fruit of it will not disappoint you. The fruit of it will show the world that you are a real Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. So what you do today in faith will be obvious to others tomorrow. What you do today in faith will always be worth it. You'll never be disappointed. Nothing you ever give to God right now will be a point of disappointment in your life. Remember, the disciples said to Jesus, "We've given you everything." He says, "Man, there's nothing that you've given me that's not going to come back in a million times over in eternity." So will you live that way today? Will you humble yourselves before God? Intentionally look at areas in your life today. Maybe it's a matter of giving someone the place ahead of you at the Starbucks. Maybe it's about paying it forward, but do something that shows that you are not number one, that God is number one in your life. How radically our lives and our families and our neighborhoods and our cities and our country will be changed if every follower of Jesus Christ decided to live by this verse today. Let's humble ourselves before God, and in due time, he will exalt us. He is that kind of promise keeper. So he's a promise maker and a promise keeper. That is why I tell you every day, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Aren't you excited about that today? I hope you are, and I'll see you again tomorrow. You have a great, great day.